إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. الله سبحانه وتعالى mentioned in the Quran, فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, on the day of judgment, you will be shown whatever you did, if it was good, even unto the weight of an atom, and the bad, even if it was to the weight of an atom. Somebody, something which is so small, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you will be shown even up to that extent. So two things to understand, and I remind myself and you, it's a very good thing to take stock before our account is taken. Take your own account before your account is taken is one of the hikayat of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. So, to take stock, two things. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not talk about the number of deeds. He talked about the weight of the deed. So, that is a very important thing to remember, because people sometimes get carried away. You know, I am praying 200 nawafil. But in 200 nawafil, you are thinking of 200 films or something you saw. Allah knows best. The weight of the deed, not the number of deeds. If you can do weighty deeds of great number, alhamdulillah. But just the number has no meaning. Right? I finish one Quran every day. Very nice. How much of that do you understand? Nothing. Then where is the weight of that deed? Inshallah, Allah will give us the sawab even for reading the Quran without understanding. But when we make no effort at all, and that's the reason why, the second point is, take stock of what progress we have made in the deen. Take stock of what progress we have made in the deen. Since we are on the topic of the Quran, see what is my recitation of the Quran like. Is there a difference between reciting Quran and singing a film song? Because there are some people who recite Quran, you hear them, you think he's, some song he's singing. Or something else he's doing. It doesn't sound like Quran at all. Why? Because there is no... Tajweed is a big matter. Not only is there no tajweed, there is no nothing. And the person is 20 years old, 30 years old, 40 years old, 60 years old. So for 60 years you have been a Muslim, and what have you been doing about correcting the recitation of your Quran? And in that 60 years you did many things about many other things. Right? You did many things. But about the recitation of the Quran, you make no effort whatsoever. It's a tragedy. It's absolute tragedy. It's not just a tragedy for the sake of saying it, but it will be a tragedy when you die in that state. You will be questioned. In this masjid, for example, we have tajweed classes every Saturday and Sunday. How many people come here? Why don't you come here? You think your tajweed is so great? Then show me how good your tajweed is. Why don't you come and learn? It's free. The class is free. And my report, the reports I get about the classes, many people come here and they waste the time of the ustad and themselves and others by asking the ustad all kinds of completely unrelated questions. What is happening in Egypt? What is the situation in Syria? All kinds of furu masail which have nothing to do with tajweed. It's a tajweed class. It's not a class on Egyptian politics. Then why are you asking that question? And the ustad, may Allah bless him, is a very, you know, soft person, so they take advantage of that. We have to get serious with our lives. Malakul Maut will come and stand before you and he will extract your soul, and then you will understand the meaning of all that I am saying here. That will be too late. Make some effort. Otherwise, these things become a hujjat against you. You will not be able to say, I had no time, no opportunity. It was happening in your house. And you could not be bothered to come and sit there. And you will stay up half the night to watch World Cup football because you are interested in that, or World Cup cricket or something. Huh? Take stock of what is happening with your own life. What is the quality of your salah? What is the quality of the recitation of your Quran? How much Quran do you know? Today we are in a state where we are not even ashamed of the fact that we can neither read the Quran correctly, nor do we know enough Quran even to be able to mention it. There are many people here in this world today, Muslims, who do not even know 10 surahs of the Quran. 10 small surahs of the Quran they do not even know. And they have lived half their lives. So three quarters of the, Allah knows how much of their life is left, but they have lived for decades. And they do not know more than 10 surahs of the Quran. And what they know also they recite incorrectly. They recite the Surah Fatiha incorrectly. You pray behind them, your salah is not valid. Because the Surah Fatiha is a rukun of the Quran. And you recite it wrongly, your salah is not valid. If somebody prays behind you, his salah is also not valid. But there is no shaur. Wo padhane wala bhi jahil hai, wo padhne wala bhi jahil hai. Allah rahim kare. So we have to change our ways before Malakul Maut comes and stands before us. Because then all this posturing will not help. This posturing will not help. We have to stand and learn. You have to make the effort to learn. Memorize more Quran. Learn to recite Quran correctly. Learn the masail of salah. People are interested in all kinds of unconnected masail which they will never see in their lives. Big questions. But your own salah. Do you know how many arkan are there in the salah? If one rukun is wrong, your salah is invalid. Do you know how many arkan there are in the salah? Do you even know what is the meaning of arkan? Do you know what is the meaning of ruku? Of a rukun? When are you going to learn? And you are praying 5 times a day. You don't even know what you are doing. What kind of thing is this? We have to take stock of our own learning. And we have to come and sit and ask. And don't waste the time of the teacher and don't waste the time of other people by asking unrelated foolish questions. Stick with what you came to do. And if somebody else is asking a question, you stop them. If the teacher doesn't stop, you stop them. You tell them, sorry, I didn't come here for this. I did not come here to learn about Egypt. I came here to learn Tajweed of Quran. You want to ask about Egypt? Go outside the masjid and ask. But this period of Tajweed is the period of Tajweed, period. If you don't want to sit, go away. Tell them. Very important to get serious with our lives. Because the time will come, and we don't know when that time will come, when we will be brought to account. And then there is no getting off and getting away from there. We will be asked, you had this opportunity, what did you do with the opportunity? You will not be able to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, I did not know what is Quran, I did not know what is Tajweed, nobody was there to teach. No. We will not be able to say that. You are not living in the middle of some Brazilian, Amazonian rainforest or something where there is no one to teach you. You are living in a place where there are people who are begging to teach you, you don't make the effort. You do not come. Classes are free, you don't come. Not only do you not spend a single cent, not only do you not offer to spend a single cent, of course nobody will take it even if you offer, but I'm just saying that at least, no, minimum. When it is free, you don't make the effort, then how do you stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Please get serious with our lives. Let us get serious with our lives. Because we don't know when this life will end. At least start. Make the effort. Go attend classes. And learn and make your own hisab. Nobody is going to take your hisab for you. You have to do it yourself. Until the time comes when somebody will take it. Do your own hisab. Between last year and this year, how many surahs did I learn? How many more ayat of the Quran did I learn? How correct is my tajweed of the Quran? How much khushu do I have in my salah? How much do I know about my salah? I am not even going beyond that because there is no point in going beyond that. Even if this is not correct, what is the sense in talking about other matters? So let us take stock of our lives and of our learning and get serious with it and get sincere with it because a time will come when we will be asked. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to open our eyes before our eyes are opened for us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.